Good day, everyone. Good day, everyone. Today, the Reentry Connect podcast, just touching on a little bit about the behavioral health and ADHD. I've had some conversations with some parents that were actually concerned about their children having this type of disorder, or more so something that they claim upon their children to have. Me, when I was a kid, I was actually diagnosed with ADHD. Which in a way, my attention on certain things, I was always any and everywhere. I was all over the place. A lot of times they try to say, oh, sweets, when you eat a lot of sweets, that's what triggers it and things like that. One of the negative things about, that when you have the ADHD, is when parents decide to put their children on medication. Knowing what I know now, that's not a good idea. Like, one of the medications that I was placed on when I was a child was Ritalin. And Ritalin, a lot of times, it decreases your appetite, it slows your activity down, doesn't allow you to work, it makes you really slouchy, sleeping in class. So it usually leaves you back in a way, like, you know, to whereas you have to catch up on a lot of things, especially in school. So kids, especially boys, a lot of times you see it in a lot of boys. I noticed that a lot of times, and which my mother didn't usually do, a lot of times I see that when you have this type of energy, it should be utilized in the right way. Meaning, you know, if there's sports activities that you like to play, they should be playing football, they should be playing basketball, baseball, soccer, whatever type of activity that utilizes their energy is a good way to say it. But I see, like, most parents do get overwhelmed when kids are driving them crazy, when the kids are, you know, ripping and running 100,000 miles an hour and things like that. And I know that you do want them to settle down. You do want them to have a type of relaxing way about them. But let's be honest, they're kids. You know, kids going to be kids, especially me. I put my mom through the ringer. I put her through a lot of things. And it wasn't easy, you know, even growing up. Don't get it twisted. I still got my behind whipped. Not saying that I'm promoting child abuse. Please don't get it misconstrued. I'm not promoting child abuse right now. But I used to get my behind whipped. And not just by my mother, but by my grandmother, by my aunts. You know, and that was probably usually about it. Not unless there were neighbors or something, seeing me doing something wrong. And my mom and my grandma gave them permission to beat me or whatever the case may be. But a lot of times I encourage a lot of parents with kids with ADHD is to put their energy to use. Put it to use. I always say that, like, put it into sports, you know, put it into basketball, the football. But a lot of times, I believe people try to say, well, the child has something beyond ADHD where they're always going to be getting in trouble and it's always just something. And I could totally understand, but at the same time, they have to do something. If you just keep them in the house all day doing nothing, of course, they're going to tear up the house. If you don't get them out, if you're just taking them to the supermarket, you're controlling them everywhere they go, keeping them in the cart or putting a leash on them, thinking they're some type of animal or something. Of course, they're going to literally run crazy or act wild, you know, in so many ways. So my thing is, it's definitely very important that you kind of cater to them in a way, not letting them have their way. Because I've seen some parents, they just let their kids just run wild. They'll just let them run wild and have no self-control. There was a point, you know, when I was a kid, you know, my parents told me, well, my mom more so said, you know, you stay in the child's place. You know, you running around acting crazy or whatever the case may be, you getting your butt whooped, you know. But again, I'm not saying you let them run and do whatever they want. because, you know, in some instances, you let them go too far, then they think they could just disrespect anybody. And that's a no-go, you know, especially in today's world. Now, I know, like, sometimes they refer, you know, and try to compare ADD versus ADHD. You know, a lot of times with the ADHD, against the attention deficit disorder, which is the ADD, meaning like your attention span is very low. You can't stay still for 8 seconds. You know what I mean? I mean, what kid can? No kid can do that. You know what I mean? But one of the things I oppose to the most is putting your children on that medication. That medication did more harm to me than good when I was a kid. You know, you when you're under that, like I said, again, that Ritalin, it was a couple other medications that I was under, but I cannot recall the names of them. But sometimes, and this crazy, a funny story, but sometimes my mom would have to come up to my school and drop medication off for me and things like that. And a lot of times she would give it to me, I'll go to a water fountain, but then I would put it out in the water fountain somewhere or put it out in the trash can before she saw me, you know, just to not take it because I didn't like feeling that way. And I'm not saying that my mom was wrong for doing that. She was wrong for my, no. She was just trying to control me because it actually was doing her disservice when I wasn't calm. Because when I wasn't calm, I was getting in fights in school. They was calling her from work. You know, I was getting in fights. There was so many different things like that I could name that just really, really did people a disservice, just the way I act, you know. And a lot of times, sometimes I believe that part of having that type of disorder or being diagnosed with that disorder is not having a father in the home. You know, I believe that's a big part of it. But now I know parents with, I know households with parents, mom and dad, and the kids still run like they're crazy. You know what I mean? But I believe a big part of it was me. Like I said, I didn't believe that a lot of people understood me. I know that I was always a mama's boy. So my mom was always the one who catered to me because she knew I could never leave her sight. And in a lot of ways, again, are people born a certain way? Yes. Are people conditioned a certain way? Yes. You know, does that make them an outcast or any different from anybody else? No. You know, it's just ways that you have to deal with them. It's ways you have to try to help them. I try to, in a way more so, teach them in a way that doesn't make them feel little or make them feel different. I know oftentimes, you know, having this condition, I was a disturbance, you know, amongst the family, amongst cousins and, you know, siblings and things like that, which, you know, resulted a lot of fights in school, dealing with my ADHD, getting kicked out and things like that. And I understand that, you know, it's an issue, but over medicating somebody with this because they have ADHD, I don't believe that that's the right thing. That's the right way at all. It's not, like I said, it did me a real disservice because of the way I felt, you know, it left me back in a lot of ways. But if y'all got comments, questions or anything about this, again, I've spoke to like a couple people, like a couple therapists, things like that, that has asked me a couple things about that and how to deal with. And I only could give them what I experienced. I can't sit here and say, oh, I did some research and they say this goes on and that goes on and you should do that. No, that's not the case. You know, all I could do is to share with them and tell them, hey, this is how I felt. You know, this is how, you know, I cope with the things that went on. Now, of course, as I got older, what happened was I started learning to adapt with the ADHD. So leading up to, so my mom, she was diagnosed with cancer, right? Well, when she had passed away, up to this time, close to this time, I was off of that medication by now. So I was only about like 12, 13-ish. So by this time, I was playing basketball. I was playing football. I was into different things, you know, in the streets. You know, we run around just utilizing all that energy. So what happened was, even leading up to my incarceration, I still had a childlike mind in a way. Still had a childlike mind, even though I was in an institution full of grown men. Still had a childlike mind. So there were plenty of activities and things like that that I can get into, which I did. I was playing every sport, basketball, football, soccer, aerobic walking, track. I was handball, even played horseshoes, racquetball, and even bocce ball and shuffleboard. You know, so it was like so many things to do. And then for the most part, when you're utilizing your energy towards these sports and towards these high activity games, it usually wears you down. So you want to be able to wear your child down naturally versus calming them down medically, like with medication. Like that's, you know, I think it's two different ways that you could calm your child down. Like I said, I know that once I'm running around for 2 or 3 hours straight playing sports or whatever the case be, I'm ready to lay down and go to sleep, you know, and that has to just be like a constant regimen, you know, if you want to control. Again, so I controlled, I understood how to control a lot of the ADHD as I got older. Now, I believe that I still have ADHD, but however, I utilize it by doing podcasts every day. I utilize it by still playing sports or walking the track. I utilize it by playing music that I've learned over time. You see what I'm saying? So I think finding ways and utilizing the ability, the God-given ability, or whatever ability a person may has to maintain the ADHD. I believe that, you know, again, no child is born any differently. You know, no child is, you know, less than or at, I mean, I understand some kid, you know, born with special needs, certain disorder, which is okay. But at the same time, like I say, my biggest thing on this topic here was about the medicating part. They were saying that some parents were mentioning, of course, I'm not going to mention names, but some parents were mentioning, hey, yeah, I wanted to put them on 2 or 3 different medications. And like, wow, like that's just not right. It's just not right, because here it is. When you put them under some medication, you know, such as strong as like Ritalin, things like that, it makes you not want to do anything. It makes you not even want to eat. When you decrease in appetite, makes you not want to do anything. You don't want to eat. Like, I remember my mom used to send, I think Miss Roxy, shout out to Miss Roxy, I know she probably watching. Miss Roxy, when I was a kid, Miss Roxy used to bring some lunch in and say, here, your mom said, you know, I want you, this is your food for your lunch. She would bring some food or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, I don't want to eat. And she'd be like, why you don't want to eat? Well, obviously, and then she actually gave me that medication, but it was the medication that kept me from eating. It was the Ritalin. The Ritalin allows you, it decreases your appetite. Like it makes you, you know, again, makes you sleepy. You're sleeping during lunch, sleeping during class. You know, I remember shout out to Miss Catrice. She's probably watching as well. My first grade teacher, fourth grade teacher. And she was, she would mention, you know, things like that to my family. Like, look, y'all can't keep putting him on this medication. Like, because he's not doing his work. And when he does the work, he does well because he's not on it. But then y'all try to give it to him to keep him well. Because, of course, yeah, again, I always got in trouble. always got in trouble, you know what I mean? But I was just me, you know? I was just hard-headed. I was hard-headed. I was stubborn at times, you know? But again, you grow and you learn. You know, my mom, she was doing it by herself, you know what I mean? My father, you know, again, he got caught up, you know, in the drug era, you know, the crack pandemic. So her doing things by herself, she couldn't possibly, you know, juggle the kids, juggle work, juggle family all together. It wasn't, it just wasn't easy. You know what I mean? And, you know, me going through the hurt that I was going through, you know, internally, like just in general, like not having a father, not having anybody to look up to, not having that role model, you know, me having to fend for myself, you know, it was so many different things, so many different ways that I went through the things that I went through. But again, I keep stressing that that with the ADHD is never a good way, not good way, but it's never a good thing to medicate your children with that medication, you know. Instead, again, focus it on different things. Focus it on sports, games, you know. Focus it on, again, productive, high activity things, you know. Get them to mountain climb. Get them to run basketball a lot. Get them in boxing. Get them in boxing. Get them to take their frustration out in that ring. That does a lot too. You know what I'm saying? Again, you know, but like again, like in treating them right. You know, again, I'm not promoting abuse, child abuse, but I did get my butt whipped when I was a child. You know, that has always happened, you know, and I think I probably deserved it, but I only deserved it from my mother and my grandmother. Now, when my aunts and them used to try to beat me and stuff like that, they used to try to do that as a sport. You know what I'm saying? Even though I was bad, but they'd do it as a sport. Like, I still say to this day that, you know, my aunts, I think my aunts and them, they beat me more than they beat their own kids. You see what I'm saying? I've never got beaten like by my uncles or nothing like that. Like I never had my mother or any of them let me get beat. But I mean, I think my uncle fought one time or something like that. But that's because I was being hard headed. He was on our way down south one time and I kept acting up. This is after my mom had passed away, but I was going through so much pain and hurt eternally there. I think a person will never understand the type of pain I've been through when my mother passed away. But I was acting up, and we fought and things like that. But I tell you, it's a lot. It's a lot, especially suffering, you know, from tragedies that have happened in your life. Excuse me. It's always something, though. Like, it's always something. Like, again, that's why even nowadays, I always try, even though I overwork myself a lot. I overwork myself a lot, sometimes too much. You know, sometimes too much. And then I think when I do overwork myself, the littlest things tend to, like, irk me. The littlest things will throw me off. You know, that sometimes, you know, when you're looking for certain type of relaxation, you're looking to chill, you know, something else comes up and things like that. Now, I know, like, one of the biggest things too with, like, a lot with the ADHD, what a lot of people are talking about, is a lot of it can stem to anger issues as well. It can, especially when you're picked on. You're picked on, you know, when you're when people or peers, you know, they feel as though they can pick on you because you're considered not normal. You're considered abnormal. You're considered an outcast. You're considered somebody that's not like the rest, which at times I used to feel like that a lot. I used to feel like that a lot, you know, when I was a kid, you know, because people would see that there was an issue there, you know, with me, but I never, I didn't care. I just wanted to be in the mix. And it wasn't cool because now I was becoming a people pleaser. I would do anything to try to fit in and things like that. But I didn't know no better. You know, but I remember one time my mom said, you ain't got to beg nobody to be your friend. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? If somebody don't want to be your friend or people don't want to be your friend, don't bother trying to, you know, impress them or trying to ask them or persuade them on how much of a good person or good friend you are, because it's not going to matter. A person is going to think of you the way they're going to think of you. If they don't want to deal with you, they don't want to deal with you. But trust and believe that somebody that sees you down, when they do see you up, they're going to try to come run it. But you got to be able to discern that and understand, you know, that what you've been taught or what you've been warned about, you know, is true. Like I said, there's a lot of lessons that my mother taught me that I've learned over the years to find out to become true. But again, it's your host, Keenan Hudson, the Reentry Connect podcast. I'm here talking about some of the behavioral health issues with the ADHD, something that I've battled with when I was a kid. Some of, again, like the disadvantages and the bad things that come out of that when parents try to medicate you and stuff like that. Like, again, I'm all open for questions, concerns. You can ask me about some of my experiences. I'm always open, free, willing, you know, to share these things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get them off your chest just thinking back on it. You know what I mean? Especially when you're in a world where, you know, a lot of it's common. It's common amongst a lot of people. Common amongst a lot of children. Common amongst a lot of parents, you know, trying to figure out ways and things to, you know, figure out for the children. You know, it's tough. It could be a battle. It could be a battle. You know, sometimes I look back and I regret the things I put my mom through. Because she told me one time, even way before she passed away, she said, Keenan, she said, I'm gonna be dead and gone one day, and you're gonna wish I was here. And boy, was she not lying. She was not lying, because the minute she passed, that's when family started diminishing. Family was turning on each other. And things happened when I was away for years. You know, and coming home and seeing that the whole family is dispersed, it's just like, what happened? You know, but oftentimes, again, you start recollecting and just being like, wow, it was true. But look, I know I'm getting off to another subject, another topic. But again, ADHD is something that is common amongst children and things like that. But medicating them is not the way. Medicating them is not the way. So I definitely recommend don't medicate your children. Not a good thing. Utilize them in sports, utilize them in different high-end activities, and, you know, and get the best results from that. Tire them down, you know. But that, in the same sense of giving them a way to develop athletic sporting gifts. And, you know, like I said, I utilize it in piano. You can get them a music ability. So, without further ado, it's the Reentry Connect podcast. Appreciate everybody that was tuning in. Thank you, everybody. Okay, I see Ms. Jessica, Zeno, always great times. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you tuning in. But without further ado, I'm going to get ready to end this broadcast. And until next time, I'll see y'all then.